And welcome back. We're going to do our cafe talk segment right now. I know we just got a little bit too chatty. We're behind, but we do want to hear from you. 815-254-7300 is the number. What is your top three special memories with your father or father figure?
I don't know. I guess since it's quiet, I'll jump in real quick. I guess one of my favorite memories, this is a little weird, but there was a mouse in our house, and that little mouse drove me crazy because I was in the middle bedroom and I could open my eyes at night and see him just mocking us. And so one night I saw him come out and I like hiss whispered to my dad, but he couldn't hear me. So finally I just said, Dad, he's out here. And he heard me and he came in there with a broom and he chased that little mouse with that broom and killed him with that broom. And I was just so happy. I felt like my dad saved me because that mouse was driving me crazy.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Dad to the hero.
That's what daddies are for.
Yes. I couldn't go to sleep because that mouse kept coming out.
All right. Oh, Brianna, yeah.
I have so many. I just don't even know where to start. As I mentioned before, my father's not here with me anymore. But I just have so many memories. My dad used to be a singer. He used to be in this group. And so we used to play his tapes all the time, or he used to sing when I would ask him to. He wasn't really all, you know, running around the house singing. But every Christmas, we would sing the Temptations version of Silent Night. And my dad could, like, hit all the levels, right? So he's got the really, really high one, and he's got the baritone one, and I'm just in the middle, like, sigh. You know, just trying to keep up with my dad. But we did it, like, every Christmas. And, like, along the same lines, my dad was, like, my Superman spider killer. Like, I was so scared of spiders, I could wake my dad up at 3 a.m. and he would come in the room and kill spiders if I needed him to. So I have so many.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome, Rashad.
I was raised by my grandparents. Mm-hmm. So my grandfather was obviously my father figure. And he was an associate minister at Friendship Baptist. Okay. And he would conduct the Lord's Prayer and a communion. And when I would come around, he would give me the microphone and let me do whatever for like 5 seconds, then he could snatch it back.
They spoil
nice.
Us.
That's nice. Well, I'm like Brianna, I have so many, but you mentioned music. My dad is a jazz connoisseur. He loves jazz. And growing up, that's what he filled the house with, jazz music. And just hearing the jazz. And then he was a Sam Cooke fan and Louis Armstrong and Nat King Cole.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And so he would sing along to the music. Even now he plays it. And that's one huge memory that I have of my dad just being, you know, home with him, or now visiting him and his house is filled with jazz music. Aww. and him singing along with some of his favorite musicians.
That's interesting because after my dad passed away, I took his record player, and me and my mother fight constantly over his record collection. Okay. So like slowly but surely, I'm just taking a few as every time I go over to the house. But right now, every time I think about or get in a mood where I want to, where I feel my dad around, I play Miles Davis, his Miles Davis records on the record player.
Yeah.
And I know my neighbors are just like, what is going on in her house? We're vibing over here.
Well, we're waiting to hear from you. Did we find any on Facebook yet? Anyone chime
in? Well, no one posted yet. So if you've heard our stories and made you, I mean, we have a zillion fathers' stories because we have people in our lives who we love who have made some great memories for us. But if you can't think of giving it to share, we can also talk about what to get fathers for Father's Day. Maybe that'll jar some memories.
I've always been a pretty horrible Father's Day gift giver, to be honest. Like I go for the generic stuff like tools and but in my defense, my dad was in construction and he built everything. I mean, like everything in our house, my father put his hands on. So in my defense, you know, he needed those tools, but that's what I was getting him, like tools and shirts and stuff. Because I also was my dad's personal stylist at times, most times actually.
Right. Well, we'll carry this over to the second hour, everyone. If you want to chime in, we do have some special Father's Day songs that we want to share with you next hour as well. So just be thinking about that. And we'd love to hear from you. I do see a call coming in. We got to take a quick break, but actually, okay, we'll take a quick break. And when we when we come back in the second hour, we'll take more calls and get to Facebook to see if anyone has chimed in that way as well. All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up this hour and take you into ABC News.